الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to this beautiful episode on the Silsila where we discuss in brief the beautiful lifestyle of Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, who was the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Before we continue, please try to make as many good intentions as you can to gain maximum thawab. For example, according to your situation, I will listen to the silsila from beginning to end for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down the important points and try to practice them in my life. I will try to encourage them amongst my family members, my spouse, my children, my friends, and in my society. In this way, whatever other good intentions you can make, make them now, inshallah ta'ala, we will gain maximum rewards and thawab. Indeed, there are countless benefits and blessings in reciting durood, salawat and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In the famous book, Al-Qawl al-Badi', a beautiful hadith is mentioned there, the overview and the summary of which is, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, that person who recites durood or salawat 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we too should increase in our recitation of durood and salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 50 times durood daily is not a big task. Each salah, there are 5 times salah. After each salah, if we recite at least 10 times durood and salawat, inshallah ta'ala, we will manage to cover this, inshallah, this durood sharif, inshallah ta'ala. Indeed, the lifestyle of Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem is an example for us to follow, wherever that we can, reflecting the deep affection and special attention of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Listen to a faith enlightening parable. Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said on the day of Khaybar, what did he say? Tomorrow I will give this flag to that person by virtue of whom Allah Azza wa Jal will bestow victory. He loves Allah and His Rasul, and Allah and His Rasul loves him as well. Subhanallah. Furthermore, the next morning, everybody was hoping that the flag would be given to him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, where is Ali bin Abi Talib? The people said that he had been suffering from an eye infection. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam summoned him. He was brought, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam applied some of his blessed saliva to the eyes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and supplicated and made dua for him. He recovered so much as if he had no ailment at all. And then he was given the flag. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem asked, O Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, shall I fight the battle until they become Muslims like us? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, be kind till you step onto the battlefield. Then invite them towards Islam and let them know the rights, the huquq of Allah Azza wa Jal, which are binding on them. I swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, if Allah Azza wa Jal gives guidance towards embracing Islam to even one person by virtue of your endeavors, then it is much better for you as compared to having reared camels. In the Battle of Khaybar, a non-Muslim made a strike at Sayyidina Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem. During this, the shield of Sayyidina Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem fell down. Nonetheless, he radiyallahu ta'ala an managed to reach the entrance of the fort of Khaybar. He unhinged the fortress door off the wall with his bare hands and used this as a shield for defense. Subhanallah. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu held the door firmly and continued fighting until he conquered the fort of Khaybar. The door was said to be so heavy that even 40 people attempted to lift it after the battle, but they could not succeed. Subhanallah. Ala Hazrat, the Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, indeed has many ash'ar in favor and in praise of Sayyidina Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem, as mentioned in his blessed, beautiful compilation of naats and hamd and manaqib, hadaiki bakhshish. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bravery is the most distinctive characteristic of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. The truth of this attribute has also been affirmed by from the voice of the unseen. It is narrated, once Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem was striking the disbelievers, cutting them into pieces in a battle. A voice called out from the unseen, La sayfa illa dhulfiqar, wala fata illa Ali. There is no match of Ali's bravery, and there is no match of the sword, dhulfiqar. Subhanallah. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem said, my eyes have never suffered from conjunctivitis, that is the inflammation of the eyes, ever since the blessed saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was applied to it. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem used to put on winter clothing in summer and summer clothing in winter. When asked about the reason for this, he replied that when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam applied the blessed saliva into my eyes through his blessed mouth, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also made dua and prayed for me. That is, O Allah, keep away heat and cold from Ali. Since then, neither do I feel cold nor hot. Subhanallah. Despite being very brave, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem was free from the vices of arrogance, showing off, ostentation and self-esteem. Instead, he was the embodiment of devotion. As Allama Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has said, Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem knocked down an unbeliever in a battle and mounted on his chest in order to slay him. This unbeliever spat on him, on Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem released him immediately and stood up. This unbeliever asked the reason for this. Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem said, your act of spitting at me made me angry. Consequently, your murder would have been personal and not for the sake of faith of my deen, of my religion. I therefore let you go. This unbeliever was deeply moved by his devotional conduct, and therefore he became a Muslim, a believer, subhanAllah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you must have noticed, by virtue of the devotional conduct of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, a non-believer, a non-Muslim, embraced the magnificent religion of Islam. Similarly, other saints of Islam would continue reviewing their good deeds in order not to fall prey to riya, ostentation and showing off. If they would find even a slight suspicion of interference by the nafs, by the lower self, or by Satan the cursed, or by ostentation, by riya and showing off, they would observe cautions instantly, and at times they would even repeat their virtuous deeds. Subhanallah. In this regard, listen carefully. A waliullah, a saint of Allah Azza wa Jal, wa rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, offered his salah for 30 years. How many years? 30 years in the first saf of a masjid, the first row of the masjid. Once, he could not find the place in the first row, so he joined in the second row. And he began to feel ashamed that what will people say? Look, he has missed the first row today. As soon as this thought entered into the mind, crossed the mind, he began the accountability of his nafs, of his lower self. And he said, O nafs, the salah that I have performed in the first row for the last 30 years are just for showing off before the people. That is why you are ashamed of yourself today. Therefore, he repeated his 30 years of salah and thus set an astounding example of devotion and faith for us. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us for his sake without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi an-Nabiyyi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The merciful and noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam revealed the nobility of Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem and said, Anta minni wa ana minka. You are from me and I am from you. Subhanallah. Meaning, in a shi'r, a couplet in this regard, O the light of the blessed countenance of Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, illuminate me entirely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. O the darkness of my heart, go away from me for the sake of Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Jami' Tirmidhi, there is a beautiful narration. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam established brotherhood amongst his blessed companions in Medina Sharif, Zadahallahu Sharafa wa Ta'azima, among the Muhajireen, the migrants companions who came from Makkah to Medina Sharif, and the Ansar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, those who were present in Medina Sharif. Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem came with tears rolling down his blessed eyes, tears rolling down his blessed face, and said, O Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you have established brotherhood among the companions, but you did not make me a brother of anybody. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Anta akhi fi dunya wal akhirah. Subhanallah. You are my brother in this world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah. With regards to this beautiful hadith, the renowned commentator of the glorious Quran, Hakim al-Ummah, Shaykh Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, alayhi rahmatul hannan, he has explained that you are my paternal cousin in relations and I have made you my brother in aqd-e-muwakhat, that is, the pact of brotherhood. and made you my brother in the world as well as the hereafter. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. However, it must be noted that despite the above fact, Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem had never ever called Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam as his brother. Instead, whenever he did call him, he always called out, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. Then how dare any lowly person have the right to call the most dignified Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam as brother? Na'udhu Billah. Tubu ilallah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone asked Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, how much do you love the Holy Prophet? Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He replied, I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Prophet, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is dearer to us than our estate, our progeny, our parents, and even cold water at the time of intense thirst. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abi Salih, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has reported, once Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, said to Sayyidina Dirar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, please mention the traits and the characteristics of Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, before me. Sayyidina Dirar, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, said, one cannot comprehend and understand the level of knowledge and wisdom of Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. He had an iron will as regards to the matters of Allah Azza wa Jal, and in supporting the religion of Allah, that is Islam. He would speak in a decisive manner and would resolve issues with great justice. The eminent personality of Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem was the fountain of knowledge and wisdom. Whenever he would speak, his speech had been full of the pearls of wisdom. He was averse to worldliness. He would feel delighted by the worship of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in the darkness of the night. By Allah Azza wa Jal, he had been very tearful, agile and grieved. He used to hold his nafs accountable. He would like to wear rough and thick clothing and would eat thick bread. By Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever we would visit him, he would meet us warmly, answer our queries and accept our invitation. But due to his majestic personality, all of us would feel reluctant to talk to him. Whenever he would smile, his blessed teeth would look like a string of white pearls. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would respect the pious and love the masakeen, the destitute, and would never favor the influential or the affluent to fulfill their invalid desires. No vulnerable person would be disappointed from his court. Rather, he would have been confident to have justice done from his blessed court. By Allah Azza wa Jal, I have witnessed that when the night would fall, he would weep bitterly, holding his blessed beard, and he would twist like a wounded person. I heard him saying, O world, have you turned your face away from me, or are you still desirous of me? O you deceptive world, go and mislead somebody else. I have divorced you thrice, in which there remains no opportunity of reconcilement. Your age is too short, your luxuries and bounties are mean, and your perils are huge. Ah, the journey to the afterlife is too long. The provisions are very short, and the path is complex and full of dangers. Having heard this much, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wept so much that his blessed beard was drenched in his tears, and the people present, they were also crying. Then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, may peace be upon Abul Hasan. Then he said, Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. By Allah Azza wa Jal, he was surely as has been mentioned. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Indeed, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem holds that great rank in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had mentioned, that indeed, however he had been described, he was indeed like this. And these characteristics are examples for us to follow, dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers of Madani channel. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability of loving all the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan and all the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, all the Awliya Allah, Rahmatullah Ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, and make us tread on their path. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Caliph of Rasul, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq.